The Towers of Silence by Paul Scott. Copyright 1971 and 1976 by Paul Scott. Part 1, The Unknown Indian, Chapter 1. In September 1939, when the war had just begun, Miss Batchelor retired from her post as superintendent of the Protestant mission schools in the city of Ranpur. Her elevation to superintendent had come towards the end of her career in the early part of 1938. At the time, she knew it was a sop, but tackled the job with her characteristic application to every trivial detail, which meant her successor, a Miss Jolly, would have her work cut out, untangling some of the confusion Miss Batchelor usually managed to leave behind, like clues to the direction taken by the cheery and indefatigable leader of a paper chase, whose ultimate destination was not clear to anybody, including herself. Miss Batchelor, christened Barbara, Barbie for short, knew she had many shortcomings, most of which were due to two besetting sins. She seldom stopped talking and was inclined to act without thinking. She had often prayed to be blessed with a more cautious and tranquil nature, but had always done so by falling enthusiastically on her knees and speaking to God aloud, which may have accounted for the fact that these prayers were never answered. Her attempts to reform without intercession were also unsuccessful. When she held her tongue, people asked rather anxiously about her health, not without cause, because the stress of keeping quiet gave her headaches, and the headaches were not helped by the worry of work piling.